You're with Ben Hook and KG Cunningham. We're on Sports Day. We're doing it thanks to Mate, Australia's most satisfied NBN customers. Internet from $59, award-winning Aussie service mobile plans from just $20. KG, I was at Adelaide Oval this afternoon. It is looking an absolute picture.
Well, tell me when it's not looking a picture, Benny.
Well, I am so excited for what's coming up because it is game one of the first of three T20s for the Women's Ashes.
Absolutely fantastic.
It is so exciting. We've seen the Men's Ashes.
Yep.
The Aussies absolutely dominant. And tell you what, KG, I would love to see the Aussie women just as dominant underway tomorrow night.
I think the Aussie girls in the past, up until now, in this format, have dominated. So that's a good sign.
Well, we're very lucky to be able to chat to one of them. She's homegrown South Australian, captain of the Adelaide Strikers and a star all-rounder for the Australian team. It's a big warm welcome onto Sports Day, Talia McGrath. Nice to have you on board, Talia.
No worries. Thanks for the kind intro and thanks for having me.
Are you excited to be representing your country on your home ground, Adelaide Oval? I mean, I can't think of anything more special, Talia.
I cannot wait. I'm that excited. It's, the Ashes in my home state, in front of friends and family. So I just cannot wait for tomorrow night.
You've been with the Australian team for a number of years now, but is this extra special? Is there extra level of nerves because it is the Ashes and because it means so much?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, especially watching the men's series, how passionate and how much the country got around that. It's extra special and it does add that little bit extra pressure. So, can't wait for it to get underway tomorrow night.
Talia, what about the format? I find the format very interesting. There are three T20s, then there's a Test match, then there are three one-day internationals. As a player, do you enjoy that format?
Yeah, I do. It's certainly tests the skill set across three different formats and puts a lot of emphasis on each game, especially with that test match being worth a pretty big chunk of the points. So it's a pretty cool little format. We've played a few of them now. So, the test match is going to be a special one for sure.
Talia, the men have been so dominant over the last month. Is there extra pressure on you to be just as dominant? Or I guess maybe from the perspective of seeing a really good contest, do you hope that England bring their best stuff?
Yeah, I'd love to see a good contest. There's nothing better than a good game of cricket on TV, and hopefully we come out on top. It's been awesome to see the public get around the men's side and see them do so well. So hopefully we can follow in their footsteps and keep the Australian winning way going.
So, Talia, we've got a few out. We've got Molly Strano out. We've got, of course, batter Katie Mack out, both with COVID. But the one that we're going to miss, can we cover the loss of world number one T20 batter Beth Mooney, who's got a broken jaw?
Yeah, look, it's obviously a pretty big loss, that one. She's dominated every single game she's played for the last couple of years. So it's a big out, but I think the beauty of our side is every game, the players that are sitting on the sideline are world class. So, someone will get the nod and slot in there, and I think we'll be able to cover her. But wishing Moon a speedy recovery, and she'll be back to her best in no time for us.
Talia, the WBBL has turned into one of the great international sporting competitions. Players come from India, they come from England. I note as well that with the Australian netball competition, that it's very similar, and a couple of the Australian players have been of the belief that that has actually helped improve other nations more so than it has Australia. Do you worry that the fact that these English players come into the WBBL and get so much great experience and such great competition that it will help them in the long run when they're playing here in Australia against our best?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Most of their squad has been out here quite a few times, so they're obviously getting to know our conditions, playing with us and against us. So there's a bit of inside intel on from both sides. And the WBBL is such a strong competition that all the international players that come over benefit from it. So it's a tough little thing there for the Big Bash, but I think it's great that we get so many quality players come over and play in our domestic competition as well.
Talia, could I ask you a leading question? And just be careful how you answer this. I must say to you, I was a little surprised our young spinner from the Strikers, young Wellington, mis-selected. I know it's a golden opportunity for the young lady, Alana King, but she seems to have developed under your captaincy, in particular this year. Am I out of order by saying that?
Yeah, Wella has had an unbelievable Big Bash, and she's been performed for us for a couple of years.
Yes.
So at the same time, can you put up similar sort of numbers and similar performances? So it's a good problem for Australian selectors to have when you got two dominant leg spinners putting their hand up. And unfortunately, Wello didn't get the nod, but she's still around and amongst it in the Aus A squad, and she'll be back in that Aussie shirt. And putting her hand up, just waiting her time. So she'll be ready if she gets another chance.
Beautifully answered.
Talia, I'm interested in that. You did take over the captaincy of the Adelaide Strikers this year. And I've known you for a number of years, Talia. I remember being up on stage interviewing you when you won the Karen Rolton medal, and it was pretty hard getting so much as two words out of you. you've obviously, you've got older and more mature, and you've played a lot more cricket. But how have you found the experience of captaining your own team, in particular when you play such a significant role as a first change bowler and number three batter?
Yeah, look, I loved it. It was the opportunity came about quite late when Susie Bates pulled out last minute of the Big Bash. So I was pretty excited when I got the call from Luke asking me if I wanted to do the role. And I just learnt so much. Every game we played, I learnt so much and sort of helmed my game on and off field. I'm just sort of growing in confidence, and the captaincy sort of contributed to that. So hopefully it's the start of a long leadership journey for me.
We knew with the fast bowling side of the Adelaide Strikers what you were going to get from Megan Shoot, but one of your teammates tomorrow night, Darcy Brown, my word, has she taken WBBL by storm. It must be so exciting just to throw her the ball and say, off you go, just wang it as fast as you can and watch what she's done. Because she has added a dimension to the Adelaide Strikers. Forget women or men, she has added a dimension to the club.
Absolutely. I know firsthand how much I hate facing her in the net. So whenever there was a partnership I wanted to break or a little lull in the game, I'd just chuck her the ball and something would happen. So an amazing bowler to have at your exposure there. And she just grows from strength to strength every game. Is a really special talent. So, remember the name, because she's going to be around for a while.
Talia, can I ask you a personal question? I've seen you play quite a few times, and the one thing that's impressed me about your batting is you play beautifully straight, upright, stand tall and play straight. Who's been the biggest influence on your technique, if I may ask?
That's a tough question. I've had that many batting coaches over the years. It's pretty hard to pinpoint one. At the moment, just doing a lot of work with Luke Williams in the South Australian system. And, and that's something that Motti speaks to me a fair bit, the Aussie coach, is my biggest asset is the way I play straight down the ground.
Oh,
so go to that plan
straight.
A as much as possible. So that's sort of been my blueprint over the last season or so. And while it's working for me, I'll stick with that.
Talia, the WBBL, you've had a couple of weeks off now, but I tell you, you've got some cricket to come. We've got the three T20s, the three one-day internationals, the test match, and then you've got to hop on a plane to New Zealand, do 10 days in quarantine and front up for a World Cup. So it's a huge schedule for you and the team. It's not just a physical challenge, but a mental challenge as well.
Yeah, it's certainly a pretty busy and hectic lineup we've got coming up. So the little break we had over Christmas and New Year was awesome, just to bank some time and spend some time at home with friends and family. So batteries are recharged and ready to go for what should be a really exciting 3 months with two of the biggest tournaments in the Ashes and the World Cup. So really looking forward to it.
Talia, we're that excited for you. We're looking forward to seeing you and the team get underway tomorrow night. I've got to say, Talia, very pleased to see you down at the Glenelg Cricket Club as well. Just have a look at the honour boards. You'll see my name there a number of times.
Hang on. We got Megan Shute in the Australian side. And where's she from, Benny?
She's at Sturt Cricket Club.
Thank you. Yep, got them home this year.
Just remember, you started at Adelaide, KG. Yes, of course. So, but we better give a mention to your original club, Southern Districts. You spent some time at West Torrens, now down at Glenelg, but you're doing a wonderful job. We're looking forward to seeing you, not in all those club colours, but in the green and gold tomorrow, representing Australia in the Ashes. Talia McGrath, go well.
No worries. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.